Coca. Any update there or
yeah,
not?
They're ready.
Ready. Kiev, please.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. You hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
So, short report. We just started working on it yesterday. As of now, we made a primary schedule for the Congress. We want to see how it works out with the Purim holiday, and we want to do it so it's the best for all the friends from all the worldly. From today on, our VUT team starts working. Today, Moscow starts it from 5:45.
Сейчас активно создаем чаты по группам, по направлениям.
We're building chat rooms now, so we're gonna discuss the preparation. We have two managers that the group decided, which is Vlad and I. And there's a question.
Какая должна быть степень по контенту? Насколько этот конгресс виртуальный должен учитывать завершившийся большой конгресс?
Regarding the content, how much should this congress include the previous congress and the Purim holiday and the next congress that we're going to have in the U.S.?
I think that we need to... Well, it's basically a one-day congress, right? That's what I understand. One day. So, I think we need to take the topic of Purim and study it carefully in accordance with our spiritual work, of course. It's very broad and a very special topic also. Very beautiful also. It belongs to the final correction, to the revelation of all the discernments that eventually ultimately achieve their correction. And that's it. We won't do more than that. If we start taking into this Congress what we're studying now from introduction to tests, it'll be very difficult. Perhaps, I don't know, I don't think that afterwards in the next Congresses in Mexico and the U.S., that we're going to study anything from introduction to tests. It's not certain that the audience is ready for that, but we still have time. We'll see. We'll advance and see. At first I thought that way, that in the virtual congress we'll go through part of the introduction to tests, and in the U.S. Congress another part of tests. And then when we finish it, we can maybe even review it again in brief and look at our points of progress in this introduction, what the group needs to do, what the person needs to do in this entire path that we need to go through. That's it. But if it is... If you think so, then I would accept Purim as a topic or introduction to tests, but I don't see how we can take a portion of it and study it. Whatever you think. Who thinks of anything? Who's thinking at all about how to build a virtual congress in, how much is it? In 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks? In 2.5 weeks. How do we build it? It ends up being one day. Could be an evening before, morning after, but eventually it's one day. So, what do we do? we could do a very special kind of review on all of Introduction to Tess, or study Purim, which we need to study anyway. It's a day after Purim, right? Purim is Thursday, right? Check the calendar. Yes, Thursday. And this is Saturday, Sunday. So, what do you think? Come on, guys, are you participating or not? Who's in favor of doing the virtual congress as Purim? Is that better? Or it's better to do a short, brief kind of summary review of Introduction to Tess? I see, it's anyhow much less people. So Purim is better. Yes, doctor? Okay. What? Give to Oded there, yeah.
Maybe, along with the fact that this Congress is a preparation for the week in North and South America, something, so it will help us discern. Under the atmosphere of Purim, will help us prepare everyone, because many things will happen, and we'll also have Pesach in the middle. So it's best if this Congress will prepare us for the next Congresses, to some extent.
In what? Everything you say is very beautiful. You know, it's like a blessing. But in practice, what?
Practice.
So what do you practically recommend?
I don't recommend. We just started scrutinizing it yesterday. We had the first meeting. This week we're going to have North and South America meet together. And I hope Kiev will also be in this story, so we're going to have a move of...
Okay, like milestones,
yeah.
Like that. Yeah, I'll be happy to. We also have Passover in the middle of it.
Exactly.
The middle of it. We have, I hear from a lot of places in the world that people are really yearning to come here for the week of Passover. Who's not working in the week of Passover? Oh, there are some who don't work. Okay. So we can... we'll have bigger, longer lessons in the evenings or with a meal, or how do we usually do it?
Every evening, a lesson, a meal, of course, a lot of things.
Tight schedule. Okay, so we just have to fill it with content. Yes, Gena.
We have a certain kind of life. We can't disconnect from them. Our life right now is going into the introduction to test deeply. The Congress is usually a time for scrutiny, where you ask questions and...
Yeah, general.
I think it's a big miss if we don't do this Congress as an introduction to tests, to organize it, to...
Instead of Purim.
Instead of Purim. In Purim, we'll do Purim. This is our life now.
Well, I don't know, I'll tell you. From what I feel, the introduction to tests is perceived very... diversely, very partially also, like part of the audience, yes, and part of the listeners, no. I know about myself, this thing takes time, and even though I went through this introduction 30 times maybe, I still see new things, and it doesn't end, and it will end only in the final correction, but... Still, I am willing to bear that people don't understand, because I'm part of them too. I don't understand also. So, doing a congress based on introduction to tests is like taking maybe the first 30 items of it and going through them, where it's still not a problem. But also those things... do not belong to the broad public. It's talking about who is, you know, whether you're allowed to study or not. Who takes that into account today? should I waste 3 or 4 or 5 years in the Gemara or other books of Torah and only then go to Kabbalah? These questions are irrelevant today. No. If I would write like Senke is pushing me to write a novel, I wouldn't start from there. There's at least 20 or something items from item 17, when he says that, and then the student obliges before the study, or a few afterwards. I would throw away all the first few items. And even there, yes, lishma, not lishma, to scrutinize all those things, how good is it for our broad public? I don't know.
First of all, in this Congress, there is no wide public. In this Congress, people with us every day, usually. Even if they don't see us live, they hear it during the day. These people live the life of this organization. To have an artificial Congress because Purim is that day, in my opinion, it's...
Purim is not artificial. It's a preparation for corrections. It includes all the corrections. Mordechai and Esther, Bina and Malchut, and Keter and Klipot, and all those scrutinies. It's a process that eventually all becomes clarified. I don't know. I think there's a lot to open up here. That there's something that has to do with the final correction. We're not going to talk about the scroll itself. We'll talk about the action of the final correction. How in the final correction, look at what's still being clarified and is not clear. The biggest shell and its connection with the Kedusha and how it goes through the same king and the queen and how they're unable to express themselves if not through the klipot. I don't know. That too is not simple. Yes, Senka.
So why not put Purim in the introduction to test, the concealment of the face, Esther Panim? You have it, we just went through it. The first concealment, the second concealment.
Introduction to test includes everything, but it's not for us yet. It's not for us yet, you know, I see how we're reading, and people still, and rightly so, they perceive maybe 1% out of 100 or 2%, and that's how it goes, bit by bit. Yes, Akoka.
A few things. First of all, we have 20 lessons or so until we reach the Congress. Until then, we're going to advance in the introduction. We'll go through more. Purim itself is Wednesday, Thursday. I'm sure that on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to study about Purim, maybe even one day before or one day after. So, there's no problem.
No, we don't have a problem to study Purim without the Congress. Sure.
But the special thing about it, suppose now, we're going through the introduction, so we're going through it. In the Congress, of course, we're going to have workshops and all. So if we go through the introduction, we'll also have workshops on this introduction, we'll be new, and we can go deeper into this introduction. That's something we didn't have.
Okay. So in short, what? Kiev, please.
A question about the schedule. Meaning, we would really want to include all the friends, including North America and Europe. What do you think? Maybe we should give more importance to that, to put our attention more at that. Maybe we can have more on Friday or start on Sunday, but then maybe for friends in Israel who work that day, it's not so good.
This is not a question to me. It's not a question to me. That's why I sent you a letter and I said, be in contact with North America, Israel, and Russia. 3 points. And then choose what is, all in all, the optimal schedule. And I will join. I don't determine. That's it.
So,
just decide and correspond with each other and find out what do you want so much. Okay, so that needs to be figured out. Yeah,
I just think that these virtual congresses we can see them very well. We see everyone from the world Kli, and it's very, very nice. We should publish it.
And
it's just that the content should mainly be connection, and we should publish it. It has to be published everywhere.
So you're saying it needs to be less didactic and deep, like introduction to Tez, but more connection. Very good. Very good. That needs to be taken into account. So we perhaps, well, for this moment, we leave introduction to Tess in terms of the theme for the Congress, and maybe Purim we can somehow fold it into the connection. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. But the topic is connection. That's the main thing. Yes or no? Akoka.
Why not combine both?
Everything can be combined. It's all one topic. We know that.
Yeah, but you have a lot of lessons in the Congress. Why not have Purim and also introduction to Tess?
No, this I still can't imagine how. In front of me is a mass of people. What are you talking about? Of course I can. Every lesson can be a different thing, but what will we end up with? I need to see that the audience leaves with understanding and joy and being more organized, more sensitive to what it felt through the connection, what it received, what it understood in the lessons, needs to be fulfilled from all directions. I can't go according to a few wise ones who are sitting here. Therefore, according to what I learned from Introduction to Tess, I know how difficult this material is to absorb, how slowly it seeps in over years. When I started reading it, until I started understanding it, 10 years went by. When I understood, when I began to somewhat attain it, five other years went by. I don't know how many. It depends on what level of depth of absorption you're talking about. So I don't think that we can take a portion from it and deliver it through, but that needs to be explained, understood to all our public, our audience.
Suppose you would only focus on item 17. Not the whole Congress, just one lesson on item 17, this principle of pledging before the study. Then all the rest talk about connection, Purim, wherever you have to go. But the color, the depth, what you have in this introduction is something, it's, I don't know.
Yes, that's true. I'm happy that you at least caught that it's like a novel over for our entire life, like a saga. Yes, Chaim.
There is a subject that can combine with a study about Purim that I think is suitable for an international congress. That's Bnei Baruch, the role of Bnei Baruch regarding the world. We can put it in and combine it to the materials and our conversations and workshops. We have to increase the awareness for it. I'm not sure everyone feels it.
Yes, that's true. We don't work on that. You're reminded of it, and then we let it go again, and that's a problem. We talked about it with Leibich, with other people, and everything is always always dissolving, and it stops us very much. Not the concern for inner connection, but the concern for the outside. That is what will save us. To receive the grace of the Lord we'll be able to only if we address the broad public, the external public only. If we focus inside ourselves, it's egoistic. If we expand outwardly, that is called bestowal.
A suggestion for this topic of the Congress. If we're talking about Purim, we could have a Congress of an attack, meaning talk about the final correction can be attained every moment. Every moment is an opportunity to rise to this final and highest place. Maybe we can focus on that, having an attack for one day, say Friday evening until Saturday. And the question itself about this attack, and how from the attack can we rise to the highest state, so that we don't wait for tomorrow. Today, this is our task.
Again, I say, you have people in North America, Israel, Russia. Talk to them, discuss, and whatever you decide, you decide. I don't want to belong to all of that. I'll just execute whatever you tell me. But I'm asking that there will be some clear decision by the end of the week so that we can organize the material and prepare. I'm treating the preparation very seriously. You think I can just go down like the morning lesson and just start everything? No, I don't go to the morning lesson that way as well. If I don't feel anxiety before the lesson, that's not good for me. That's no good for me. I have to be anxious, responsible. What am I going to tell? What am I going to give? Don't you feel that when I come, I don't come asleep or sleepy? I'm asking you, understand that this is what spirituality starts from. So, preparation for the Congress, together with the daily lessons, needs to be with anxiety and responsibility and concern. And that's the preparation of the Kli. So you take care of that. What did you always want to ask?
I don't want to ask. I'd like to say that in the virtual congresses, many new friends come. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to bring everyone closer, friends who study at the campus, many new friends. We should also think about them.
So the topic has to fit them as well.
Of course.
What?
I don't know. For instance, the role of Nebuch in the world is very strong.
Okay. So make sure it's part of the. It's in there too.
Regarding these new friends who come, I'd like to talk about dissemination. It's a wonderful opportunity for people who don't dare to physically come and join us. We can publish it as.
You're responsible for advertising the link.
I have no experience in advertising, but I'll be happy to join. But I don't have the experience.
Okay, that's important. But you and I talking about it won't make anything happen. Not me or you know how to make it happen. Who's responsible for that, Michael? You know, you. Good. You see? So, what happened? Moscow also participate in that. Okay, Moscow.
Yesterday,
we really wanted to be part of the preparation team, and today, according to Kiev's request, we're going to turn to all the groups all over the world with questions about the content for the Congress, the right schedule, so that we can get a picture from all the friends, and accordingly we'll present it in a day or two.
Good, I'm very happy that Moscow are with us and that they're working together, Moscow and Kiev. That's excellent. All right, guys, we're done with this? What?
Sometimes I hear that the most important is the connection between us. Sometimes I hear that the most important thing is to go outside.
Right.
So now it's more important to go outside, or my hearing is wrong?
Most important is to reach adhesion with the Creator. That's the goal of creation.
Okay, but why do I sometimes hear more emphasis here, and sometimes the emphasis is more there? Is that motion, or?
It's not movement, it's because you cannot hear everything in a round way. Your vessel is in reception and not bestowal. So you can't connect all those things as a single whole, because the ego can't and doesn't want to and is unable to do that. So it always chooses what it thinks is more important according to the vessel that is now speaking in you. There's no integrated vessel yet, so you can't connect that we have to be connected and through us to connect to the Creator and also connect to the broad public and absorb their deficiencies so they become as our own and raise these deficiencies through our Kli, through the 10, back to the Creator and receive from the Creator the response and so on and so forth, and always be a conduit like that, passing the deficiencies from the public towards us, through us, and the fulfillment from the Creator through us to the public. So what's the question? You have both the Creator on the one hand and the public on the other hand, and we're in the middle. What's important? It depends on what action you're doing right now. In order to not miss anything, we have to divide our work that the group is engaged with connection with the Creator on the one hand through its unity, and the group spreads on the other hand, scatters throughout humanity in order to absorb their deficiencies and bestow upon them. Both this and that.
Many times in the work of dissemination, you actually feel the need for connection.
Right. That means you have to absorb their deficiency and through you pass that on to the Creator. That is the deficiency you need to work on, because your deficiency will be egoistic. If your deficiency will be in order to realize the deficiency of the public, that will be good. There is no cleaner work than being integrated with the troubles of the outside, the troubles of the world, literally, and accept them and absorb them as your own, and raise them to the Creator and say, do this. I don't want anything else from you, but this you have to do. And you pray and ask for the others. That is what is pure and clean and good. And if you even demand the Creator to do that, he'll be happy, because in that you are truly bestowing. And this is called, my sons have defeated me.
Yeah,
now we have another short update from South America, right?
Yeah, we have a report from New York and Monterrey regarding the congresses in North and South America. I see the groups are ready. Can we hear them?
Oh, yes.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, Kli Mundial. Buenas noches a todo el Kli de Latinoamérica y América.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Good evening to all the friends from North America.
But he said good evening as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for North America. For us, it's night, but actually it's day, because the sun always shines with our friends in the World Kli.
Okay.
Thank you, Rav. We'd like to talk about advancement towards the next Congress in Latin America, in Monterrey, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Now, regarding the organization, we'd like to report that friends from all over Latin America, Argentina, Chile, all over South and Central America, and U.S., Moscow, and Israel are organizing for it, and it's a real privilege because it's a Congress of Connection above all. We already signed a contract with a hotel in the center of Monterrey. We have a hall for 300 people that will sit in tens. We have one more hall nearby so that we'll have a place to eat. We're going to have a buffet. We'll be able to sit in a separate from the place where we study. We'll also have a place for the children so that any friend from Mexico who wants to come with their children can come. There's no problem. They can sit and watch TV with their while their parents are in the lessons. And so we're starting to form a team. This is the Latin Kli trying to perform a connection as you have asked. This Congress is a Latin American Congress. And all the friends from Latin America are organizing it, and they joined the call we had. We have a special forum, Arvut, of Latin America, that's inviting all the friends and explaining to all the teams in a clear manner. We have a content team, which is, of course, very, very important. Now we're working on surveys for the whole world,
please.
Today, we worked in tens. And we have many details for each lesson in the Congress in Monterrey. We already have answers for some of the questions you asked, and we're going to pass it to Akoko soon. We have the logistic team, which is in charge of registration, security, and we're gonna show all the books and sell them to all the friends who will come to the Congress. We're joining and working with friends from the U.S. that are already professionals, and we're doing it together. There's a registration website under construction. It will be ready in a week or two with all the information about the costs. We're trying to make it the cheapest cost for the friends who are coming. We already have the hotel and the food. Now we're working on all the technology. We're trying to do it the best as possible for all the friends in the Latin Kli, in the World Kli. Ultimately, the Congress starts on Thursday night, May 15th.
El sábado 18, desde las 8:30 hasta las 9 p.m. trabajamos continuo, y el domingo...
It will be through Saturday and Sunday morning, early in the morning, as we had last time in Guadalajara. We'll start at 7:30 and then more or less at 1:30, 2 p.m. That's when the Congress will end in Monterrey. And there's a difference 8 hours. We're earlier, 8 hours earlier in Monterrey compared to Israel. Our commitment is to do it with all the Latin friends. First we're connecting, then we work in an organized manner so that the Congress will be for the whole world. We're expecting you all to be connected. We don't want to disappoint our friends who have such high expectations.
se puede alcanzar por todo el clima mundial. Se lo juramos con todo el corazón, todos los latinos.
So we want to reach the full potential for the whole world Kli. This is a call for all the friends from the Latin Kli to join us and start feeling it. Thank you very much. If there's any question, you can ask us.
Alex, what about the equipment? Do we need to take it from here, or who's responsible for that, for the equipment?
Some of the equipment we take from here, some of it we're renting, but it's under control.
They're in Mexico, yeah? And in New York?
Yeah, they're organized.
Okay, New York organized. Okay, so you are taking care of that, yeah?
Yes. That's here, New York. New York.
New York will report to us as well. Okay, New York.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, dear friends. Just a quick update. We are working to really build one Congress with our friends in South America and Central America. It's going to be really one big week-long Congress. We are working to build the content together. We're working to make sure that all of our friends from all over the world have input into the content. We're going to be preparing packages that will be going out to all the groups all over the world, which will include a seminar to discuss the schedule, the content, everything as you instructed. We already started gathering ideas from friends from all over the world about content and which direction the Congress should take. And we had a very long and productive meeting today with all the responsible managers locally and throughout North America to begin planning and organizing the Congress. And we'll provide more updates as we make progress.
Toda. Tov.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so, yes, Gil?
I just wanted to say that there's a real amazing cooperation with the English department. We're working on it so it will be one Congress, content and logistics as much as we can. It's really felt as a big change, and it's a privilege for all the different teams.
Yes, let's hope that we'll continue like that. They're not building a wall like Trump there, right?
We're going to break it.
Okay. So, Roy Coca, you have something to add? No? Okay. Okay. So I also don't have something to add. When are we just taking a decision as soon as possible about the virtual Congress and preparing the content? I don't know. Whatever you want, but really we have to hear a report about how many people who are not with us daily are in the lessons, are joining these congresses. There are many like that. And if that's the case, we should broaden the topic of the Congress to be more suitable for them. Moshe Admoni, what do you think? Your opinion.
We'd like to have, for our students and for the participants of the Congress, a special event, celebration of Purim on Thursday, which is 2 days after Purim, and to invite them over here.
Not after, before.
Yeah, before. An event for students and for new people, especially for them.
This is in all languages?
No, we thought to do it here in Israel, for our students here.
No, I'm talking, the virtual Congress is everyone.
No, that what I'm trying to say is that's why we prefer to invite them to this event. Of course, but the points in the hearts, the more advanced students will be invited for the Congress.
I understood. Okay. Gilad, do you have something to add? No, what Moshe said. Okay, very well. So, if that's it, we will conclude and go home. And no, your announcements, I don't care. I care about what are we going to. Who can say that? Niv, probably. He's the most organized, pleasant, beautiful, intelligent. What are we leaving the lesson with and what are we doing during the day? Give us a direction.
We're going out with having every moment as an opportunity to turn to the Creator, and be cautious, not
meaning that any problem, trouble, or joy, doesn't matter what, we don't pay attention to it, to the issue itself, but the opportunity to turn to the Creator, and the issue only awakens it. And we had an opportunity to say, awaken it in a positive way, in a negative way. For us, it's always good because we awaken towards Him. So, with joy about anything, if we remember Him, there's nothing bad anymore. More?
To strengthen the environment, view about everything being an opportunity to turn to the Creator. That's the best preparation and the only one we should focus on.
So that means that every 10 needs to awaken itself, and how will we maybe make sure that 10s will awaken each other? Maybe even just one time a day that some competition, some envy will be felt, some things that can inspire more action in every 10. Stimulate, to turn to the Creator, to connect between us, to not be like others, to be more, to not fall behind, to use all kinds of means like that. What do you think?
It's possible to open a Zoom meeting that different tens can join. And then we did it more than once. It was pretty good in special events that every 10 gets 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and then it comes. And actually, it's in charge of the content. It's like a prolonged Yeshivat Chavarim. Just for today, to have a special day of attack.
Maybe better to do it in writing so that it doesn't depend on the time, so that everyone can get in there and read, and every 10 writes no more than a sentence or two.
Yes, maybe every like 10 that. Can discuss.
Try, it's very important to also have some competition, some friction between the 10s, whatever can awaken us a bit more. Okay, Dudi, how much do I need to wait for you? Say it already.
An announcement to conclude. Zohar lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 5:30, Zohar lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman in the Sviva Tova website. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day.
Following that, I also want to ask this. We are soon concluding the Zohar, the whole series. What do you want us to study in the evening? I'm asking those who usually come or intend to come. So what will we study? We have an hour and a half in the evening to study. We're not going to give it up, even though we're concluding the Zohar. Maybe the Zohar Tikkunim will be ready. We'll see. It's good if we have it ready. But after that, what? Tree of Life or Tess. To start Tree of Life, I don't know, maybe it will attract people. Or to start Tess, you know, day after day after day after day, to from the beginning to end, and finish it within 3 or 4 years. He's yelling there. Yeah, he is actually coming every evening, yeah. Okay, think. Zohar from the beginning? No. You already missed that. Zohar will study on Shabbat. That's what we did, especially with Rabash. Okay, and good day to everyone.
Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to introductory lections before we start a course in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Throughout Israel, registration is on 1-700-509-209 or in the website. Let's sing a song.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהב